Locally, we have Mermaidens with their first 7-inch vinyl out for Record Store Day, and to come and talk to us about their debut 7-inch, because this is the first time they've released music on this format, is Lily West from Mermaidens. Hello!
Hi!
Is it really exciting to have a physical format of your music in 2019, Lily?
Yes, it's so exciting. It's so special. It's our second time pressing some of our music to vinyl and first time with a 7-inch. And I was thinking about it on the way here. Like, firstly, it just sounds really good. But also, it really legitimizes our music to have this big, beautiful, physical object.
On the 7-inch, we've got You Maintain the Stain and a new song, Cut It Open. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So those are the two sides of the 7. Those songs were recorded in a huge block of recording that we did last year. And these songs came out as being probably the most experimental and challenging. And we kind of thought it would be fun to group them together and put them out as this 7-inch.
What is the process today of trying to get a 7-inch made? Because I know there's not many vinyl presses around the world now, and with the growing popularity of the vinyl format, there are quite long delays in getting something pressed and shipped from across the world. So take me through from the step of recording your music to then having it arrive in your hot little hands as a nice black piece of wax.
Oh my gosh, my hands are so hot with them. They just arrived. It's a long process. From recording, it's about 6 months, I think. You want to give yourself that long. For these songs, we got Mike Gibson, who did a great job mastering them for vinyl. I'm not quite sure the science behind that, but it's something different than your average MP3. From like being mastered for vinyl, then they go off to processing, and then from there, the record plant, the place where the records are born.
Take the digital, the digitally mastered for vinyl files, and then do a test pressing.
Yeah, they do a squish into vinyl, and then they record the sound of that playing and send it to us, and we say yes, or we say no, that's too poppy, like with scratches. And then from that, they make the final print of the record.
So tell me about the makeup of Mermaidens, just to remind us, because it's been a little while since we've spoken to you guys on Music 101. So take me through the personnel and the trio that is Mermaidens.
Yeah, it has been a while since we've spoken. So we have been a band in this formation for 6 years, I think, coming on 7. And we are me, Lily, Gussie, and Abe. We've definitely passed through all of the phases of a band kind of getting to know each other, and we've kind of come out of it having not broken up and all being very functional members of this almost business that we've become. For our live setup, I play bass and sing, and Gussie plays guitar and sings, and Abe plays drums. But when it comes to recording, we kind of have a bit more fun and swap instruments. I get to play a bit of guitar and a bit of bass as well.
It's a busy 2019 for Mermaidens, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really busy year for us. Kind of only the tip of the iceberg. We recorded our album last year, and so that is going to be coming out towards the end of the year, later this year. So there's lots of things to look forward to. Lots of designs to do.
And also, you guys are heading overseas, is that right?
That's right. In about 3 weeks, I think, we're off to Europe and the UK. We're going to be just touring for a month and just kind of dipping our feet, really, on the other side of the world, which is really exciting to break into that scene, really. We'll see what people think of us over there.
Now, because it's Record Store Day, Mermaidens have got a few copies to give away today. And we've got a question we're going to ask the Music 101 listeners, and they can text into 2101. And what is the question we've got for them?
If you had a pet mermaiden, what would you call it?
what would you name your pet mermaiden? You can text that into 21001 and Lily's going to help me pick the best. What would you call your pet mermaiden, just so we can have your name bagged, not to put you on the spot or anything?
Polly.
Polly. What colour would Polly be?
Green.
Lily, thank you so much for coming into Music 101 today. Let's hear one of the songs from that 7-inch record.